Good morning
and welcome to worship. A number of people away today, some are not feeling well, some having an early Easter holiday, but it's good to see you. And you know, because it's so quiet, we've got rid of the children. Yes, but they're coming back, but not till after the end of the meeting. They've got their own special Sunday in the hall, and so they'll be enjoying themselves there. And we will be listening to the message brought to us by Captain Azette in a few moments' time. But just to keep you up to date with what's happening, tea and coffee will be available in the community hall following our worship. It's one of our no open air days. But at 3 o'clock this afternoon, there will be a messy church. So if you've got any children who are messy, send them along. And I'm sure if you want to come along and have a look and see what's happening, they won't mind that at all. So 3 o'clock, Messy Church. There's no Sallywags tomorrow, but the food bank will be open between 10 and 1 p.m. On Wednesday at 1:30, Friends Together. And Thursday, Coffee Morning, 10 till 12. On Good Friday, worship. It starts at 9:30, so remember that, not 10 o'clock or 10:30. It starts at 9:30 here, and then at 10:45 we join the churches together on the triangle. Now, following that, there will be soup and roll and the dessert available at the minimum cost of £5. And if you would like to take part in that, there's a list on the notice board. It would help catering if you could put your name on there. So that's soup and a roll, and his dessert following the triangle open air. Now, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, it will be our holy week of prayer. And on each of those days, there will be morning prayers here from 10 o'clock and evening prayers from 6 o'clock, ending on Thursday evening with the Tenebrae service. And lots of people have asked me, what's a Tenebrae service? And I didn't know. But if you come along, you'll find out. That's the best way to do it, isn't it? Now, for something entirely different, a date for your diary, April the 20th. April the 20th. Do not miss it. It's not my birthday, but it's a spring clean of the hall. And we invite you all to join. I know you all by name, so I know who's coming, who's not. But the list will go on the board, and we'll separate you into different parties, sweepers, cleaners, hoovers, you know, and we'll have a good day of fellowship. So that's on the 20th of April. Now, you see that our commanding officer's here, but the other officer's not, you see. Got it right this time, Lizette. But Lizette will let you know why Captain isn't here today.
Good morning. Right, Paul, yes, Paul had booked in a small procedure in May, but we had a message this week saying that there'd been cancellation for yesterday, so we thought we might as well. So he had it yesterday instead of May, so he just needs a few days of rest so that he can heal himself. So that's why he's not here, and I'm here standing for him, doing his meeting for him, but he's fine, and he has three lovely nurses looking after him. So, no need to worry about that, but he's fine, he's absolutely fine, he sends his greetings to you all, it just needs about time to heal. So he hopefully will be here with everyone on Tuesday, hopefully, but he's fine, he's doing okay, he had his breakfast, so, he says it all, doesn't he? He had his breakfast this morning, and he's fine, but thank you for everyone who have asked about Paul and shown concern, he's doing well. But let's go back to hear that this morning. It's Palm Sunday. Come on. It's Palm Sunday. Thank you. I even got an hallelujah. Sorry? Yes. Really lovely. I love Palm Sunday because one of my memories from Africa, I left when I was six, but one of my memories from Africa on a Sunday at Salvation Army is Palm Sunday. So we will cut branches from the palm tree, decorate them. The hall will be decorated with palm trees, palm branches everywhere. It just looks so beautiful. And as a little girl, I absolutely loved it. And we'll take our branches and we'll sing and we'll be waving them. So when I was looking at Paul's meeting plan for today, I asked him, what do we do with the palm crosses? He goes, I don't know. And I goes, well, we could just wave them. He goes, that's an African thing to do. I am African, though. What do you expect? So this morning, if you're a bit like me, trying to get your African out, you know, wave your palm crosses, and we'll also use it during our meeting as well. But let's start with singing our first song. The band already introduced it to us. Ride on in majesty. Let us stand as we sing. Thank you. Please be seated. The worship band are going to come and help us with our next two songs. And we're going to take into a time of prayer. So they're going to help us sing, My Jesus, My Savior, Lord, there is none like you. And you already know from last week, I told you it's one of my favorite songs. So we're going to use that as a time of prayer together as we sing this song.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength, let every breath, all that I am, never cease to shelter, tower of refuge.
some time praying. We're just going to spend some time praying in God's presence. And I'm just going to leave it free. I'm not going to give any ideas, anything, just freedom to pray this morning. When you think about Jesus coming on Palm Sunday, just freedom in this place to just lift our voice to God, to shout our praises to Him, to give Him all the glory. So anyone wants to pray, just feel free to pray. If there's silence, great. We praise God in silence. But let us just pray.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Lord, I thank you that we can freely come into your house this morning. Lord, you know there are so many people in our church family that are on a roller coaster at the moment. And Lord, I just love that we can come into your presence and we can be wrapped around with love and care and support. So Lord, I thank you for that today. From the bottom of our hearts, personally in our family, Lord, thank you. Yes, Lord, we thank you that today you rode into Jerusalem to face all trials and suffering of the coming week. And you did that for us. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can come into this place and join with each other and know that you're here with us. And we can bring to you all our worries, all our concern, and we can leave it underneath your feet, Lord Jesus, knowing that you will take it. We can also come to you, Lord Jesus, to praise and worship you, to give you the glory that you truly deserve, as we remember this day when you came in triumphantly, Lord Jesus. So, Lord, as we carry on with our worship this morning, we just ask that you might take everything we have to offer this morning. Just take it, Lord Jesus, and let it just glorify your name. So we praise you and we worship you and we lift your name on high. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. And we're going to carry on with worship as the worship band leads us to the next song, Hosanna. You can't stay seated. So you're going to have to stand for this one and let us join together. I'm losing my voice already. Come have your way among us, Lord Jesus. We welcome you in this place. I hope that this is our prayers this morning, each and every single one of us. Thank you, band, for that. Right, the songsters are going to come and share their ministry with us. They're going to sing to us, "I Will Rejoice."
Morning. This morning's Bible reading comes from Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 to 12. Jesus comes to Jerusalem as king. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves. Amen.
Thank you, Annette. And we'll come back to these words a bit later on. But for now, the band are going to minister to us as they play to us, "They Should Come From the East." Thank you to the band for that beautiful piece that just reminds us that we're all welcome in God's kingdom, aren't we? Everybody is welcome. Now, usually at this point is where we have a more active kind of song, more jump. I've got my heels on today, so you've been spared. It's not happening today. But keep an eye on when you do something with my trainers, it means that we're going to have, right? Okay. But so instead, we're going to have "Teach Me to Dance." I'm just loving the internet. Oh, come on, we can have "Teach Me to Dance" to the beat of your heart. These are beautiful words. Obviously, I'm going to be dancing, obviously, but the words are beautiful. "Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to move in the power of your spirit. Teach me to walk in the light of your presence. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Teach me to love with a heart of compassion." Beautiful words, you know. So let's stand and sing it like we actually do mean it, that we do want to be taught by Jesus how to love with a heart of compassion, to walk in his light. So let's stand and sing together. Amen. What beautiful words to sing and to dance to. Teach me to dance to the beat of your heart. Is that all we want this morning? Please be seated. Now you're going to have to pretend that it's Paul standing here and talking to you with a Scottish sort of accent. Don't tell him I'll say these things to you, okay? I don't want to get in trouble. But I do love his accent. He's got a lovely accent, especially when he's speaking French, and he's got a lovely French accent. You should all try to get him to speak to you in French. You're all going to enjoy it. Sorry? Right. Let's go back to the Bible and to our message this morning. Right, most of us are old enough to remember the days before the invention of satellite navigation, right? In the head of a journey, we plan our route on a long-forgotten object called a road atlas. And most of the time, we get where we wanted to go without any trouble. But occasionally, it wouldn't go to plan. The atlas might have been a bit out of date and wouldn't show the changes that have been made to the road. In this situation, we end up driving around in the hope of finding our route again. Eventually, depending on how stubborn we are, we might ask a passerby a direction. And sometimes those directions are useful and helpful, and sometimes they're not, especially if you're not in the area. So we're left feeling a bit more confused, and the stress carries on. Well, this morning, there's no such confusion in the passage that we just read. Jesus and his disciples are on a journey. But Jesus knew exactly where he's going, Jerusalem. He knows exactly what he has to do. Enter the city triumphantly. He also knows exactly what to tell his disciples to help him to complete his task. So, over the next few moments, we're going to look at the instruction Jesus gave to his disciples, particularly in the beginning of the text, and consider what we can learn about Jesus' direction and instructions for our lives today. Number one, those directions are specifics, verses 1 to 3. From the very beginning of this account of Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem, his directions are detailed. He tells his disciples exactly where to go. Go to the village ahead. He tells his disciples exactly what to do. Find and untie a donkey and his colt and then bring them to him. He also tells them exactly what to say should they be challenged. The Lord needs it. As a disciple today, we are also called to follow Jesus' directions. Here's another example. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no commandment greater than this. These commands should impact every aspect of our life. Though these verses are specific, they are not applied. They do not tell us how to love our neighbors in a given set of circumstances. How do I love my neighbors? That is the question. The Bible gives us plenty of clues, particularly through the example of Jesus. We are also led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, and pleasing a perfect will." It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, its work in our lives, that will allow us to test and approve, to discern how to carry out Jesus' instructions. That's number one. Number two, the Lord's direction are scriptural. I'd just like to let you know at this point that Paul has gone with S's. So you notice it's all S's. So that's verses 4 and 5. It goes without saying that Jesus was well-versed in scripture. And one of my Paul's favorite Bible story is the one where the boy Jesus is lost. And his parents find him discussing the scriptures in a synagogue. The direction Jesus gives his disciples into this short passage aren't random. Jesus wasn't lazy and hoping that the disciples could wingle him a donkey to make his journey into Jerusalem easier. The main purpose here is to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah 9:9. Throughout the gospel, Jesus makes it clear that his purpose is to bring about God's rule on earth, the kingdom of God, and in the process, to restore the relationship between God and humankind. We have turned our backs on God. As followers of Christ, we take him as our example. Our purpose should be the same, to see God reign in our lives, in the lives of each other, and over all creation. The Lord's direction, that's number two. And number three is the Lord's directions are sure. Verses 6 and 7. Jesus sent two of his disciples off to find a donkey and basically told them not to worry. If anyone asked them any questions, in verse 6, where the disciple did as instructed, and verse 7, the disciple bring the donkey back to Jesus. It's fair to say that disciples find things exactly as Jesus said they will be. The account of Jesus' triumphant entrance to Jerusalem in Mark's Gospel adds a little twist that isn't found in Matthew's Gospel. In Mark, the disciples are challenged and asked, why are they taking the donkey? Though the outcome doesn't actually change, this twist adds a little tension. The disciples do as Jesus directed them to do, to tell them that the Lord needs the donkey. And the people who challenged the disciples were satisfied by the answer. The bottom line is that Jesus' direction are sure, and we today can rely on Jesus' direction for our life. Number four, the Lord's directions are special. Don't know where you get that from, but they're special. The end of the passage, Jesus describes a really exciting atmosphere. The crowds definitely knew that something was happening, and a large section of the crowd understood what was going on. They understood that the prophecy was being fulfilled. Many of them would have known about Jesus. They would have known about the things that he has done, he's been doing. They would have known about what he's been claiming about. Seeing Jesus riding on a donkey, according to the scriptures, would have completed the picture. They would have known that Jesus was entering Jerusalem as Israel's Messiah, as a person who will save the people of Israel from oppressions. Something significant was definitely happening. But let's not forget the role played by the disciples in making all of this happen, because they followed Jesus' specific instructions. They played an important role in the day that would not only fulfill scripture, but mark the beginning of one of the most important few days of all history. Days that will end with Jesus' death and resurrection, but days that will bring about the possibility of new relationship between creation and creator. This morning, it's quite tempting to say that whenever we follow Jesus' instructions and direction, the result will be special too, wouldn't it? First of all, we all see transformation in ourselves as we lead our lives in a way that pleases God by striving to become more and more like Jesus. But also hope that as faithful followers of Jesus, will lead others to being challenged, repenting, and experiencing a salvation for themselves as well. And that's what it's all about this morning, isn't it? We lead by example because we have someone who has led by example. So this morning, as we think about this day, Palm Sunday, when Jesus comes in, let us remember four things. Jesus' direction are specific. So when Jesus speaks to us, it's very specific. He tells us exactly what we need to hear. It's based on the Bible. And for sure, it will happen just as he say it will happen. The temptation is that we sometimes think that it will happen the way we want it to happen. And that's where the problem is, isn't it? We have a thought in our head, we have an idea in our head, Jesus says something to us, and we think that I want it to happen this way. But actually, it will happen according to what Jesus said and according to him, not us. And for sure, it's a special thing. Our relationship with Jesus is special. Being saved by him is special. As I said last week, it's not just for us to keep to ourselves, but we need to share it out so others can have that special moment as well with Jesus. There was no reason for the disciples to be confused back then. There's certainly no reason for us to be confused today. God gives clear direction to us to follow. And great things happen when these directions are followed. The world is transformed. Lives are transformed because of the rule of God who have been re-established. And as I said earlier, the challenge is our obedience. That's the challenge this morning. How obedient are we to God's word in our life? Do we follow it? Do we trust in it? Do you believe in it? Do we live according to these words? How obedient are we to God's words in our life? And as we think about that this morning, let us share in a song. Teach me how to love thee. Teach me how to pray. Teach me how to serve thee better every day. Teach me how to serve thee better every day. And as we sing this song, let us take the time to think about our own life right now. Some of us have been a Christian a very long time. Some of us are new into this. Whatever stage you are in your life, let us take the time to examine ourselves and see, where are we in this journey with God? How obedient are we to his word? When he speaks to us, when he tells us things clearly, do we listen? Are we obedient? Or are we sort of in between, 50-50? This is our time, this opportunity to answer to what he's saying to us. So take the time to do so. Just pray to God and tell him, Lord, I'm listening and I want to be 100%, not 50, 20, 30, 70, 80, or 95, but 100% listening and being obedient. This is our time. Let us sing and let us reflect. Keeps playing. Let's just spend some time in prayer right now. Just spend time praying to God. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, this morning, as I think of your coming, Lord Jesus, and we just ask that you might just help us to listen to your voice. And Lord, as we listen, help us to be obedient, knowing that we can truly trust in your word, that what you say is for sure, but that you give us clear instructions. Your words are word of encouragement, word of love, love of joy, love that comes in, comfort us. But Lord, when you speak to us, you want us to listen and to do as you want us to do. And sometimes, Lord, we admit that it might be hard. But Lord, we need you to help us to listen and to act and to be obedient to your word. So Lord, I thank you that you love us so much that you send your son to come and die for us. We thank you for that love. Help us to receive that love and to share it out to all who needs to know about your love, to all those who needs to be loved by us and by you. So thank you for always speaking to us and for never leaving us and forsaking us, but always being there. So this morning we just ask that you might be with each and every single one of us. Lord, there's so many of our numbers who are not here. Lord, you know each and every single one of them. You know where they are. You know what's going on. Those who are not well, those who are still in hospital, those on holiday. Father, we ask that you might be with them. You might watch. You might protect them. You might heal them, Lord Jesus. You might give them the strength, Lord. Those who are struggling right now to come, Lord Jesus, we ask that you might touch them where they are, Father. Let your spirit guide them, Jesus. Just come, Lord Jesus, and just transform our life, Lord. So we pray for this call. We pray for this community, Lord Jesus. We want people to know you, Lord, as we get ready for the Holy Week, Father. Lord, just help us to welcome you. Help us to let others know about your coming, Lord Jesus. To be part of this great kingdom that you've called us to be part of. So thank you for your presence. And thank you for being with us. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. We have come to the end of our meeting and we will sing our final song, "Oh, Hail the Power of Jesus' Name." And we will stand as we sing this through. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. May God, whose arms were spread on the cross to embrace the whole world, help us this week to take up the cross and follow him. Amen.